You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power Radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
I feel like the Lord has had me on the topic of love. I went to Atlanta and I had such a witness in my spirit to speak about love. Oh, glory to God. And, the Bible says that love would wax cold. Love would wax cold. And we see love waxing cold because there's no knowledge of God. Somebody say, in the Lamb. Oh, glory to God. He who loveth knoweth God. He who loveth knoweth God. You've spent time with God. You hung out with God. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And so love deals with knowledge, a knowing. Oh, glory to God. I've been married for 33 years now. 33 years now. Oh, glory to God. There are things that my wife knows about me. Amen. She don't have to sit around trying to believe certain things about me. She knows things about me. Let me say this here. In your relationship with God, 20 years down the road, come on, somebody, there are certain things that you just ought to know about God. Amen, somebody. Some of the things that you were trying to believe God for when you first initially got into a relationship with God, some of these things, come on, somebody, we ought to be them, got past that and down the road and believe in God for greater things. There's always going to be, you see, because can I tell you something? The Bible says we have known and believed. Amen, somebody. I'm not discounting faith, because I realize that there are levels that God will take you to that you're going to and deal with different things in your life that you're going to have faith for. But there are things that I know. I'm going to use my wife as an example. There are things that there are things that we ought to know about God. Oh, glory to God. After a certain period of time. Amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Without going too far into that. But the Bible says in John, 1 John chapter 4. And I can't think of the verse, but it says we have known and believed. Amen. We've come to a place of knowing. We've come to a place of knowing. God told the children of Israel in the book of Hosea, chapter 8. He said, as a matter of fact, in Hosea chapter 8, they were saying, but God, we know you. But God, we know you. But God, I believe it was in chapter 4. God told the children of Israel, you don't know me. And we're living in a society, we're living in a world where people don't know God. People are saying, I know God, but do we really know God? Somebody say, do we really know God? Amen, somebody. Because I realize that we're not willing, amen, to lay down. As a matter of fact, one of the things that I was sharing with the people is that, the Bible says in John 15 and 13, and I'm going to pray here in a second, it says, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Amen, somebody. Amen. That he lay down his life for his friends. Folks aren't willing to lay nothing down nowadays. Amen, somebody. I'm going to say that again. Folks aren't willing to lay nothing down. Oh, glory to God. It seems like it anyways. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got folks, you ever invited somebody to church and they're like, I got to do my laundry. I got to do laundry this weekend. You ain't willing to lay that down. Come on, you got time to do laundry and other things. Somebody say, lay it down.
Lay it down.
Lay it down. We're not willing to lay down our friends. Our friends dictate to some folks whether they're going to church or not. Come on, somebody. We're not willing to lay down our jobs. Oh, glory to God. You talk, some Christians got 3 and 4 jobs. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, lay it. So tell somebody, lay it down.
Lay it down.
Lay it down. See, love makes you lay things down. But love for God makes you, somebody say, lay it down.
Lay it down.
I was talking, I remember when Pastor C.H. Carter, Apostle Carter, was telling me one day that there was a person that was coming to church and they were believing God for a house, and they said the person got the house. And when they got the house, they said they would be passing by on Sunday mornings and seeing the person out there with their rugs hung on the fence. You know, back in when I was coming up as a very young kid, they used to take the rugs and put them on the fence, and they would take the broom and beat the rugs. Come on, and beat the dust out of them, right? And so here's this person now that they got their house. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. They want, because some folks just want what God can do for them. And after they get it, come on, oh, glory to God. All right. They forget all about God. See, we got to be willing to lay it. Somebody say, lay it down. Because we got too many people committing suicide. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. It seems like they lost their livelihood. Things aren't going the way that they thought it should go. And so guess what? They're giving up on life. Oh, glory to God. Instead of turning to God, come on, they throw in the towel. They quit. Somebody say, lay it down.
Lay it down.
Lay it down. Oh, glory to God. Go to 1 Peter 4:8. I'm going to have you stand back up, and we're going to pray. Amen. Greater love has no man than this. Who is the man? Somebody say Jesus. That he lay down his life for his friends. Plural. Somebody say plural. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, I understand something. He's my King. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He's my friend. Amen, somebody. He's my brother. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's all of that. And more. So, Father, we thank you and we praise you and we bless your name. We give you glory. We welcome the spirit of love in this place. We welcome you. Oh, glory to God. We thank you for giving us ears to hear. Somebody open your mouth and say, I declare in Jesus' name that I have ears to hear. Oh, glory to God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father, I even pray for light. Let there be light in this building. Your light, God, the light that scatters the darkness, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We pray that your word would flow up out of my belly like running rivers of water, that you would enlighten the eyes of our understanding, that you would open up our spiritual comprehension in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we bind everything that would exalt itself against your higher knowledge. We pray that your kingdom would come and that your will would be done in this service, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. Somebody say, in Jesus' name, I agree. Before you sit down, look at your neighbor and tell them you're a mighty man, a mighty woman of God. Oh, glory to God. Preach to them. Say, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Tell your neighbor you're more than a conqueror. You walk by faith and not by sight. Oh, glory to God. You overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and the word of your testimony. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody else your need is met already according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. In Christ Jesus, the Lord supplies your need. Come on, tell somebody else, wealth and riches are in your house. Come on. Glory to God. The wealth of the wicked is laid up in you and you possess it now. Come on. Glory to God. You are King's kid. You are the righteousness of Christ Jesus. Come on, preach to somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah, God. You are the blessing. You're the blessing of Abraham. Righteousness of Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, what did I say? 1 Peter 4:8.
Yes, sir.
Amen. All right, daughter, let me get you to read it. I walked out of there and I left my Bible. Somebody come get the little ones here. Amen. He was helping us. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap for him. They were helping us out in the praise and worship service.
Amen.
They were our inspiration and our example.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. All right.
1 Peter 4:8 reads, "And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins."
Oh, glory to God. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word. Tell somebody, love covers. That's what charity is. It's love. Love covers. Oh, glory to God. How many remember, and I'm not going to go into a bunch of detail, how many remember when Jonathan, who was heir to the throne, and he was Saul's son, and he was next in line to be king. Oh, glory to God. He was about to inherit the wealth of being a king, but he loved David so. Hallelujah. He knew that David was God's choice. Hallelujah. But his love, come on, I believe this was a godly love, caused him to cover David. Come on. He knew that Saul wanted to kill him. He knew that his daddy wanted to kill David. Come on. But his love covered David. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, go to Deuteronomy 1:16. I'm going to hit some scripture. Oh, glory to God. We're going to move around. I'm going to hit some scripture. Hallelujah. Just want to show you some examples of how powerful love is. Oh, glory to God. When you have it, say amen. Now, we see Moses. Moses was instructing the judges of Israel, come on, and he was instructing them to judge fairly, even concerning the foreigners. Read.
Deuteronomy 1:16,
uh-huh.
"And I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren, and judge righteously between every man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him."
Mm-hmm. Or the foreigner that is with you all. Amen, somebody. Let me say this here. God knows, and I'm talking about jealousy mixed with love. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we have jealousy mixed with love. God knows that His people, somebody say His people, can be jealous even for their own race, that they're willing to cheat, come on, and show partiality. How many know that God, and I'm just kind of reading this because I want to read it the way it was being dropped in my spirit. Because how many know that God is not a respecter of persons? Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And sometimes the enemy will get in there and he'll, you know, mess with our love, and he'll have us doing things. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. That's not right. It's the wrong. Tell somebody it's the wrong spirit.
It's the wrong spirit.
It's the wrong spirit. And God want our love to be pure, not mixed with jealousy. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody, not mixed with jealousy.
Not mixed with jealousy.
Oh, glory to God. You won't be so jealous. See, jealousy is a strong man. It's a strong man. It's the strong man of hatred, racism, comparing. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Competition. Amen. We see that what's going on in this world is that, you know, we have leaders and we have media that's trying to pit us one against another. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And it's up to us in the body of Christ to discern this, and somebody say to recognize it. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so we got to realize that we're dealing, because one day I asked the Lord, I'm like, how is jealousy a strong man? I was studying about strong men. And the Lord began to let me know that jealousy, you can become so jealous for your kind, for your people. Come on, somebody. That you're willing to step on another race. Come on, you're willing to do. And so, and let me say this here. This is across the board. Come on. This has been going on for a long time, where races have been pitted one against another. Tell somebody, it even operates in the church. Comparing, competition, jealous of one another, gifts. Come on, somebody. This is not love. Come on. We're talking about jealousy mixed with love on this morning. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You know, and I was sitting back there and I was saying, man, I wish we could, this month, we could just go on a national love where we pray against the spirit of jealousy, the entire body of Christ. Come on, somebody. Begin to bind this spirit up. Oh, glory to God. This spirit is ravaging this nation. Come on. And it's time that somebody recognize it. All right.
Yes.
I ain't getting too many amens off of that, but that's all right.
Amen.
Ooh, glory to God. So God says, hey, you know, I don't want no partiality, even when you're dealing with the foreigners. Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody it's the wrong spirit.
Wrong spirit.
See, God, let me show you something. Yes, the Bible says, go to Exodus 34:14. Tell somebody God's envy or God's jealousy is not like man's jealousy. Oh, glory to God. It's not like man's jealousy. Oh, glory to God. God is a righteous God. God judges fairly. God knows all the circumstances. Sometimes we're judging people with our mouths and we're saying things and we don't even know all the circumstances. Come on. Hallelujah. We don't know why they're doing the things that they're doing. Sometimes, you know, people are a product of their environment. Come on, they can't help it. And while we're sitting there, you know, saying mean things, God is pitying them and feeling sorry for them. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Having compassion towards them to help them. The Bible says when Christ got off the ship, the Bible said that he had compassion towards all the people that were following. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Come. Passion. In other words, come is from the
worship no other God.
Uh-huh.
For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God.
Okay. And so God said, you shall not worship any other God. So God said he is a jealous God when and if what?
If you worship another God.
If you worship another God. Oh, glory to God. God, see, let me show you something. Let me show you what it's like, people. Let me show you what it's like. It's like Christmas time, and you done spent hundreds of dollars on Christmas gifts, and then somebody comes along and says, look what Santa bought. No, the devil is a liar. Santa ain't bought. How Santa gonna get the credit? Come on, somebody. When I done spent my money. And so God is saying, I created you. I created this universe for you, this earth for you. I done all of this. Come on, you wanna worship some wood? Come on, you want to worship some metal? Come on, somebody. Glory, you want to worship what I created instead of me? And so, yes, God has a problem with that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God says, I'm a jealous God. Don't worship no other God before, put no other God before me.
Amen.
My God, up inside. Are y'all getting this?
Yes, yes, yes.
Tell somebody, we're getting rid of the jealousy out of love. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It's been going on too long. Hallelujah. Okay. All right. All right. Because all the praise and honor belongs to him. We were just singing that. All the glory belongs to God. Come on. Hallelujah. So, you know, and this is why, you know, even Christmas time, you know, I just believe in telling people the truth. I'm not going to lie. Amen. I'm not going, you know, because you've been telling your kids that Santa Claus is coming. Now Santa ain't coming. Santa ain't bringing you nothing. Your parents spent that money. I'm sorry, y'all. Just don't get your kids around me if you got your kids believing in Santa. You know, somebody say the devil is a liar. You're gonna give the credit to where credit is due. Okay, all right, hallelujah. Where was I? Amen. So somebody say man's envy is not like God's envy. It's not righteous like God. Amen. Somebody. All right, here we go. The enemy has deceived us concerning love, causing us to be jealous for our race. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Instead of being jealous for the things of God. Look at your neighbor and say, if you're going to be jealous for souls.
Amen.
Be jealous for the lost.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? You can't manifest the love of God. We can't manifest the love of God, and we're looking at color. We're looking at race. Come on, you got to look past that. Can I tell you something? Everybody came out of Adam anyway. You distant relatives. Okay, all right.
That's right.
All right. You really related one to another. You came from one man.
Yes.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, okay.
Yes, yes.
All right. Amen anyhow.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let me ask you this here. Let me say this here. How do you know you're jealous And I thank God for straightening me out when I was a young Christian. Oh, glory to God. Because, I mean, I'll put it this way. I recognize that in Thomas. Let me talk about myself. Let me say this. Let me show you if you know you got that problem. If you sit down and you see a boxing match, and you see a black guy boxing and a white guy boxing, and you automatically start pulling for the black guy. The white guy could be a love the Lord, love Jesus, but you just pull for the... Come on, you might have a problem. If he's Chinese, you might, and you just automatically start pulling for, you might have a problem. Come on. I'm just showing you this. I'm just showing you, how do you know when you might be jealous for your race? Because when you fall in love with Jesus and you make a commitment to serve Jesus, you got to lay everything down. Come on. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I don't let the world put me in classifications anymore like that. Come on. You know, what do they say? Upper class, lower class, middle class. Come on, somebody. I'm in the God class. Come on. I'm in the God class. My God. See, you got to get in. We got to be in the God class. Come on. We got to love everybody. The Bible says that our love should abound towards what? All men, not some men, not some of the same kind, but our love has to abound towards all men. I'm called to win more than just the black. You called to win more than just the white. Come on, somebody. You're called to win more than just the Hispanic. You're called to win all men unto God. We're going to be surprised when you get to heaven and see folks from all kinds of nationalities. Come on. I heard a Christian person one day say, I didn't believe that certain races of people could be saved. Well, that's what happened when you sit up under ministries that's always preaching about flesh and color. Come on, somebody. Okay. All right. All right. Ooh, we're going to learn something about love. See, because let me show you something. In the body of Christ, we wonder why love is waxing cold. You know why it's waxing cold? Because you are blessed if you hear more than two sermons a year about love. A lot of us aren't preaching about love. And we wonder why the love in this nation is waxing cold. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Come on, somebody. What are we hearing? Oh, glory to God. We got preachers that are preaching more about flesh than there is about Christ Jesus. The Bible says when Christ is lifted up, for all men. All men, not some men, not just my circle, not just my group. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. We're going to get the jealousy out of love. Oh, glory to God. We're taking it out. Anybody getting anything out of this? Hitler was so jealous for his race, he was willing to exterminate an entire race. And maybe races of people, because I believe that he was just getting started. Come on. He had convinced this nation that they were more superior. Come on. And let me show you something. All races deal with that. We think we the bomb. No, we ain't nothing. We ain't nothing but dust. God took some yellow sand, some white sand, some black dirt. Come on, somebody. Some red clay. Come on, and created man from the dust of the ground. And it's apparent that he put all of that in Adam. Come on, somebody. So that Adam could produce all of these different colors. Amen, somebody. This good one, okay?
You preaching, brother.
That's
right.
Come on. This ain't nothing but a nerd suit. This stuff came from the ground. It's going to wear out. Come on. Yep. Keep on living. Keep on saying good morning. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. All right. All right. Okay. All right.
That's right.
Go to 2 Kings 8. 2 Kings 8, verse 7 through 15. 2 Kings 8. I believe it was just getting started. So what do we got? We got the media. We got leaders, politics, hypnotizing people. Come on. Pitting people one against another. Pitting races one against another. Come on, we can't get played. Tell somebody stop getting played. Churches, oh glory to God, pitting one against another, one race against another. Oh glory to God. Somebody got to tell it. Somebody got to talk about it. Amen, somebody. What was my daughter? She said one day, she said, it might as well be me. You know, well, praise God. Whoever God chooses, you know. You know, we just got to get to a point where we're saying yes to God. Whatever you want me to say. Everybody ain't going to like it. Come on, somebody. But God, whatever you want me to say, it's time for people to know the truth, and the truth make them free, set them free, make them free. Come on. Oh, glory to God. We need to be free. Oh, glory to God. We need to know that we're gonna have to love everybody. You ain't going to heaven hating people.
Hey, Jesus.
Okay, all right. All right. Malice in your heart. So angry. Malice is when you're angry, so angry at a person or a race of people that you're willing to hurt and harm them. That's malice. We think we're going to heaven with malice in our hearts. Tell somebody the devil is a liar. Somebody say, Lord, empty me. Empty me. Come on, take everything out of me that's not like you. Come on. Oh, glory to God. See, because sometimes when we can't say, Lord, empty me, it's because we like what's in us. But see, can I tell you something? What's in us don't always measure up to the righteousness of God. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so we got to be willing to say, Lord, empty me. Because when you can say, Lord, empty you, come on, somebody. And God is able to put more. And this is why repentance is good. Because guess what? Repentance, oh, glory to God, makes room for the King. Oh, we might have to sing that. We make room for the King.
Hallelujah.
Make room for. And so now when I see you, I see less of you and more of the King that's in you. Glory to God. God can do more with you. Work more powerfully through you. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody say, make room for the King. Oh, glory to God. Because if they knew who.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI 57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament commentary series. Well, in Romans chapter 1, Paul makes a strong statement about the condition of people who've never heard the gospel. He says in verse 20, they are without excuse. Well, John, that raises the big issue often debated among Christians. How can God hold people responsible who've never even heard the gospel?
Well, the answer to that question, Denny, is that God can hold people responsible who've never heard the gospel because he has given them enough built-in information to drive them to the gospel. Let me say it another way. Romans chapter 1 says that when they knew God, speaking of all people,